But it's going to be, if you're not believing, go ahead and shift gears, get in a place of expectation. Because all through the Bible, when God's people was expecting Him, He showed up. He showed up for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, right? They were trusting in Him. Showed up for Daniel in the lion's den. He was a praying man. Hallelujah. Prayed. Praise God. That's what he got in trouble for. But God showed up. Hallelujah. How many knows He's the same God? How many knows God's not changed? He's the same God. Hebrews tells us that God is the same. Jesus is the same yesterday. Right? Right now, forevermore. He don't change. God ain't changed. So we can see how God worked in all of their lives. But we've got a better covenant than those guys had back in the Old Testament. We got the Son, Jesus Christ. And we've got the Holy Spirit. But if I was going to title the sermon, it'd be Time to Increase, I guess, part two. I mean, you'd throw a title on something, part three, I guess, then. Praise God. Teresa said part three. You know, I used to wonder how them guys, you can go ahead and start it, Beth. I used to wonder how them preachers would take a scripture, and I'm talking about week after week, the same scripture and preach, and I'm like, man, this got to be God's glory on their life. Got to be God's anointing. Won't let them get away from it. Well, you know what? I thought I'd never be able to do that. Well, I preached six or seven. Teresa went 3-6 months, and I'm like, glory to God on the same scriptures. I'm like, praise God, hallelujah. But how many knows the Word of God? You know, I'm really big in my own personal life about the Word of God. Because without the Word of God, I don't know who I am. I wouldn't know that I'm a child of the Most High. I wouldn't know it. Without the Scripture, I wouldn't even know that I'm born again because I called on Jesus. The Scripture told me that. But without the Scripture, I wouldn't know that I'm the healed of God, right? And without the Scripture, you wouldn't know that you're more than a conqueror when you're in your trials. Hallelujah. I mean, the Word of God is the most precious thing you could deposit in your mind and in your heart after you're born again. God's Word. God's Word is living, the Bible says, quick, powerful. God's Word gives me instruction. God's Word gives me, at times, correction. But God's correction, no place I'd rather be. Here in your love. God's correction is in love. When he begins to maneuver in my life through the Word of God, and it brings correction for me to turn or make adjustments and all of that, it's because of His great love that He has for me and you. To give us God's Word. God's Word is infallible. God's Word, you can't water it down. Yeah, I mean, you know, people try to water it, but you can't water the Word down. You get the Word of God in your mind. Renew your mind to the Word of God, and your thoughts will turn into thoughts of God thoughts. They'll turn into God thoughts. They'll turn into, I mean, the Bible says there's nothing impossible with God, but the Bible says that nothing is impossible to those that believe. So there's nothing that's impossible that God gives us a word for. We can walk on the water if He tells us, like Peter, come. We can go fishing and get finances if He says go fish and get if He says it. Hallelujah. Whatever God is speaking to you, it may not be exactly the Word, but when you renew your mind to the Word of God, and you're wanting to think like God, you're wanting to speak like God, you're wanting to act like God, then God takes His character and puts it and begins to maneuver it in you. The Bible says, but Paul told him, he said, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Now, a lot of carnal Christians and a lot of the world have thought, you know, if you tell them something about the Bible that they need to change or whatever, they think you're judging, and they'll say, the Bible says, work out your own salvation. Well, God stopped me in there one time, and He said, they're preaching that not like I say it. He said, that's not what I mean. He said, what I mean by that, He said, and a lot of Christians will preach it and think it and believe it, and so therefore my inward man can't operate like he wants to, the Holy Spirit. He said what Paul was talking about, he said, the salvation that's come on inside of you after you're born again, let that work out. Let that work out. Work out your salvation. Work that salvation, not being born, just being born again. The Bible says that being born again, after we're saved, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible. The Word of God. Talking about the Word of God. The Bible says that for in Romans 12, 2, it says for us to renew our mind. Don't be conformed to this world. We covered Psalms, and Beth will put it up there in a little bit, but I want us to go to Jeremiah right quick, chapter 15. I had this in this sermon, but I didn't get to it. It says, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like a heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places of the wilderness, in a salt land and not inhabited. Salt, nothing grows where salt's at. Parched land. But why are they having this? Their hearts departed from the Lord. They put their trust in their own strength, their own ability, their own wisdom, how to figure out life, how to take care of themselves. But we learn through the Scripture that Jesus is our Lord, right? He is our supply. Samantha said it. He's our supplier. He's our healer. He's our strengthener. He's all of that. But he said those that this heart depart from the Lord, they'll dwell in that. And I've been there. After I got born again, I've tried to sell watermelons to take care of us, and that didn't work. I tried to sell tomatoes. I come up with ideas after work to make things happen. And none of it really worked out, you know. And what I was doing, I was experiencing this. And we're getting on some good scriptures. God give us His Word here so we know this. Not to make us feel bad, but to give us wisdom. To give us wisdom that this world don't have. And people in this world don't have it. They don't have it. Me and Preston went in business. I told you about the guy, and he was a good man. Loved people, and he'd give people cars. He was a good man, but he was lost. And I knew what the Scripture says that I've been bringing out to y'all back yonder. I'd read it, you know, and it says, blessed is the man that sitteth not in the counsel of the ungodly. And he's ungodly. He was ungodly. He wasn't acting like God. He wasn't serving God. He didn't seek God. See, people in the world, ungodly people, don't have the purpose that we have. Their purpose and plans and desires are different than ours. And so it say that so they don't have direction for us. They don't know the plan that God has for us. But God knows the plan that He has for each one of us. That's why in this walk with the Lord, He wants us to trust in Him. The Lord, He said, cursed, He's telling them over and over, cursed is the man that trusted in man and makes flesh his arm and whose heart departed from the Lord. And you know, I went one time and I'm a young Christian, and it's okay for babies. You know, but to do some things that God has mercy and grace and all of that. And I mean, He just pours out His blessing and all of that on those babies. But as we walk on with the Lord, He actually, we've got to learn to really trust Him. Not just say we trust Him. It's easy for me to say I trust the Lord in everything. And then when a hardship comes, I try to figure it out. I try to take care. And that's when I know the Scripture, but I'm really not a doer of the Scripture. And therefore, my heart is departing from the Lord. Y'all, can y'all see that? I'm not trusting in Him. And He says I'm going to be what? Blessed? Because the blessing of the Lord makes me rich? No. See, all of the Scriptures, it can't be separated from our reliance, our yielding to our... See, I know that I'm His sheep and hear His voice because the Word tells me, right? That give me knowledge. I couldn't hear God for nothing. And so I took that and I thought, man, He told me to meditate on the Word day and night in Joshua 1:8, and I'd make my way prosperous. Well, I need to meditate on that because if the Bible says I'm His sheep and hear His voice, well then, black God, I'm just not in a place yet. And so I took that Scripture and I meditated on that Scripture and praised God till I could say it without going to the Bible. And I would go around saying, I am His sheep and I hear His voice. I changed my confession to line up with the Word where I was going around saying, I just don't hear the Lord. I just can't hear the Lord. I get in this trouble and I just can't hear the Lord. I can't hear the Lord. What am I having? My confession. I'm not really trusting Him, so my heart is departed from Him. Right? And so I went in one time, you know, and I told, see, back in the world, I pawned Teresa's wedding ring for $40. Think of $40. I never did go pick it up. To go buy something. I don't know what we needed. Bought money for something. So I went and pawned it. So when I come over here in the kingdom, I still had that kind of thinking. If things get tight, man, I'll sell something. You know? And so they wasn't title puns that I remember back then. I'd probably had all of our vehicles repoed. They'd probably come got them all, man. Because I'd be like, I'm buying a bag of pot, and that's the way it is. Pray God, I don't care how I'll walk, but I'll be stoned, you know. Had that worldly thinking. My own plans, my own ways. Well, when I come over here in the kingdom of God, God's like, well, look, my ways are higher. I read it over in Isaiah. Anybody ever read Isaiah over there where he said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. My ways are much higher, says the Lord. As the water comes down and waters the earth, so shall my word be. It'll not return void, but it'll go in Scotty or John or Johnny or Preston or Nita. It'll go in us and it'll accomplish what I please, what I want it to. It'll bring forth the harvest. And so anyways, I'm like, man, I can't let Travis do without, and blah, 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 you know. You know how we are, trying to take care of our, we got to without God, because we're in this world, we're without God and without hope. So all the hope we got is in our own strength. That's why we're cursed. And so anyways, I go in and I told Teresa, I said, you know what? I said, I got that 16-foot trailer up there, I'm going to sell it. Well, at that time, she's doing some of Keith Moore stuff, you know, and downloading. We were hungry. It took her 3 and 4 hours to get us a sermon back in 92. That internet dial-up, take you hours. She'd spend 4 or 5 hours on one sermon. Boy, we're blessed now. We can pick our phone up. And I mean punch it in. I'm listening to Lester Summerall the last couple of days. I told Monty, I said, you kind of look like Lester Summerall. Got that hair slicked back. You look like you got a little more hair than that, man. He got it slicked down. I guess. That's what Mama used to do. She'd get her some spit and comb her hair down before it went to school if it's sticking up. I don't know what they do today. Let it stick up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But we had hairspray. It was Mama's spray. And lick your hair, put it down. Hallelujah. I never did do Travis. I was tempted to one time. And I thought, nah, man, that's kind of nasty getting your germs all over you. But I went in, I told her, hey, I said, you know what I'd tell a trailer? She done been getting full of the word. How many knows faith come by hearing and hearing? Not what you heard back under 1994. Get that Lester Summerall back under 1926 again. Get them sermons. Get them again. Get the latest one. But don't, you know, God's word don't change, right? God's ways don't change. And His ways are way higher than ours. We're going to learn His ways. Guess what? We're going to be higher than a lot of folks' ways. If we think like God, hallelujah, we're going up. We're going on up into the high places, hallelujah. Well, she said, she told me, now she's getting in the Word every day, and she's getting faith, and she's realizing we got to trust the Lord, hallelujah. And I'm just out there trying to get faith. I learned faith come by hearing, but God, I'm going to have mountain moving faith. Mountain moving faith. Well, you can have mountain moving faith, but what you going to do with it? You can get faith come hearing the Word of God. But boy, when it comes time to pay that bill and that trailer sitting out there, I ain't going to use that faith. I got a trailer. Cursed. So she says, now God didn't tell me that back then. I read this later and I thought, no wonder what was wrong with me. You know, and so anyway, she said, well, what you going to sell next month? She said, what you going to sell? Made me mad, Mac. I figured it out, honey, how I'm going to take care of us, and then you shoot it down. Like a bird, poof, shot it down. That'll make your flesh mad. I got upset and I walked out and I thought, well, by God, I guess it's easy for her. Sit in her on the couch and suck up air conditioning. I got to go to work and ain't no money coming in. Easy for her. She ain't lost. She, you know, she's eating good and all that stuff. And I'm the one having to deal with all of this and pray God and all of that stuff, you know. Why? I'm miserable because I am trusting in other things. I'm trusting in my own thinking that'll bail me. It'll bail me out right then, but next month's coming. Amen? Hallelujah. And so anyhow, I got all that thinking out, and bless God, and I thought, well, she's right. Bless God, I'll have to sell something next month. Well, I guess we just got to believe God to come out from where we're at. How many knows that's what you got to do? You got to believe God, not do it your way. And I mean to sit down and say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. He leads me beside green in the green pastures. He don't lead you in dried up food. Look, God, He feeds you. He's feeding you tonight. He's feeding me before I got here. Hallelujah. He feeded me last night through Lester Summerall. Praise God. I mean, sitting there watching a movie, and I thought, I'm going to hear me some preaching. Praise God, how I'm gonna entertain my spirit right quick. Nothing wrong with the movie. You know, if you want to watch them, it's okay. But I thought, I'm going to feed on something else. I spent an hour and a half on that. Why? Because I'm going to feed this inner man. Because the Bible says in Proverbs 18:14, the strong spirit of a man, not his strength, it's not by power nor by might, but it's by my spirit. And the spirit backs up the word in your life. Well, you know what? I thought, but God, I mean, I done borrowed from everybody before I got saved. Ain't nobody doing me nothing. I wouldn't pay them back and all that. Oh, by the way, if any of y'all or y'all listening by way of internet, airway, pray God, if you owe me anything, your debt's canceled. Hallelujah. You don't owe me nothing. If you owed me anything, you don't owe me nothing. You know? And I thought, glory to God, I can say that, Lord. And the Lord said, yeah. He said, because I just paid some people's bills. He just set you free if you owe me anything. He just paid your bill. Why? I'm his sheep. I obey him. Right? That's how God does it in this earth. Hallelujah. So if you've ever owed me or owed me anything, your debt's canceled in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God just paid your bill. How many knows, pray God, you can pay somebody's bill if they owe you and God tells you to? Right? They're believing God to pay you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They're believing God. And all of a sudden, God, he said, just forgive them for it. He said, and let them know that I paid their bill. How did he pay your bill? He told me to. It was his fault. Right? Ain't he a good God?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. He is a good, good, good God. Hallelujah. But you know what? I never sold that trailer. I never sold that trailer. And God began to tell me to give. And I thought, man, I can't give. God began to tell me to save. We saved $5 a week for a long time. That's all we could save, and we barely could save that. But we begin to try to obey God. Teresa, if I'd have listened to Teresa, we would have been better off financially a long time before we was, because I thought she's sitting at home. I'm using this thinking. She's sitting at home, it's easier for her to give because she ain't having to earn this stuff. But how many knows it's not about none of that? It's about the heart of man. But you know what? Praise God. We didn't stay there. And we come on up, praise God, and the Lord would tell me, I went to church one night and my pastor was preaching on witchcraft. This is when God was teaching me these things about cursed is the man that trusteth in man. He was teaching me these things. And I was sitting there, and I used it on Preston right under that door, and we had our garage doors, to see if it worked or not, to see if I was, as a Christian, could work in witchcraft or not. Watches won't run on me. I always just thought, well, I'm just anointed. And that anointing kills the Timex. It won't keep ticking. It just won't. I ain't tried it lately, but I mean, I put Dad's watch on, it quit. Yeah, he had that thing forever. One of them wind up, it'll quit. And I thought, I'm just anointed. That's all it is. And they can't take the anointing. Hallelujah. How many knows you ought to believe you anointed? You ought to believe if sickness and disease touches you, it dies. It has to die because of the anointing that destroys yokes and lifts burden. It destroys them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I was at church and he is talking about witchcraft, and I'm listening. You know, I don't know. I mean, he's reading scripture. Everything just seems normal, coming like it is right now. But your inner man's learning right now as you're sitting there. Your inner man's being fed by the Spirit of God. He'll quicken you. He'll bring up things in your thinking that I've not mentioned through a sermon. He'll talk to you. He knows you're his sheep. He hears your voice. You hear his voice. And another, you're not going to follow. You're not going to follow your voice, your mind, your will, your emotions. You're going to walk by the Spirit. Somebody told me one time, they said, how do you get the Spirit? I said, are you born again? And I'd read the Scripture. See how important the Scripture is? I'd read the Scripture. If you are born again, you are in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. They said, how do you walk in the Spirit? I said, are you born again? Yeah, I said, you're in it. I said, you're already in it. I said, you've got to come out of it. You got to come out. I said, you're in the Spirit. Well, how do you know that? I said, the Bible tells me. I said, I'm going to believe the Bible, but not your experience. I'm going to believe the Bible. You just believe the Bible, and then your experience will change. I walk in the Spirit. I can get out. I can get out worrying. I can get out in fear. I can walk out. I can walk out because my thoughts tell me things ain't going to work out. Things ain't going to change. I can get out of the Spirit, out of faith. I can get right out of it. I can be over in it, operating in it, and things are moving. And praise God, because I'm trusting the Lord. Well, you know what? I didn't sell it. And you know what? I got a lot of stuff, and I never consider selling nothing. Not to supply my need. You can't get me to go pun my title. You can't get me to go, if God ain't big enough to take care of me, then He ain't real. But He is, and He is real. And so therefore I believe Him, and therefore He does what He says He'll do. If He says if you trust in Him, He said you'll mount up, if you wait on the Lord, you'll mount up on wings as eagles. We just sang it. Oh Lord, take over all my life and I will mount up on wings. It didn't say that, but that's what I think about. You'll mount up on wings. You'll run and not be weary. You will walk and not faint. Ain't no more getting down. Ain't no more having to come out of the valley. Somebody told me one time, they said, well, you know, I heard Psalms 93 at funerals. I went to funerals and didn't know them because I was called to preach, and I thought I got to go check these funerals out. And everybody looking around wondering which cousin or uncle I am, and I don't even know none of them. True story. Because I wanted to see how it was at funerals. Because if I'm called to preach, I got to bury the dead. Well, I'll come to later on realize I'd rather keep you alive and I don't have to do your funeral. Right? Keep you healthy. Long, satisfied life. I'm going to preach that to you. Long, satisfied life. I'm not going to preach to you. You never know when it's going to be your time to go. I do. 120 years. Glory to God. If you're 60, it ain't your time yet. Right? 70s for heathens. It's lost without God. We ain't lost without God. How do I know all that? That Bible. That in the Spirit backing it up on the inside of me that gives me a boldness to proclaim what the Word of God says and believe that if I preach it and release my faith, that whoever hears it, it goes in them and it performs what God said He would do for me. He'll send that Word out and He'll do a miracle on the inside of you. He'll bring you out financially. He'll get your house. He'll get your car. He'll work it out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Cassandra pulls up and she's showing me her cast. They got to cut it off. And our man is in there and did all that surgery on her. And we've been believing for her, right? We've been believing for a speedy recovery. And I pray God, and she can't come to church because she can't walk on. Ain't supposed to be driving and all that stuff. I had to go cut it off. And while they was in there, they found a tumor in her. That sap sucker had to go. They took it out. Give the Lord some praise. When she pulls up, she's standing out there, she's trying to show me pictures of it, you know, it all cut up and stapled up. And I'm like, ooh. I start to say, that's beautiful. We're seeing God do a miracle here. You're going to walk again. This is going to be beautiful when they get these out and God gets through with you. And I mean, I didn't look at it and say, oh, God, Cassandra, it's terrible. You're doomed to this. I mean, you're never going to be the same. That's what a lot of Christians do. You poor thing, you. No. I look at it and I say, glory to God. I looked at her and I said, hey, Cassandra, I said, the devil couldn't keep you away from church and neither could your flesh. Come in here on a bicycle, nearly. We'll get you a moped. My mom wanted to come to church and I told her, I said, but God, Mom, you coming to church? She said, well, she wanted to sleep. You know, take her a little nap. So she told me, Mac, my mom, she's in her nearly 80s, and I've toted her to the car to come to church. Toted her and put her in it, you know. And she, I want to go to church. I said, well, what's the problem? She said, them lights are getting in my eyes. I said, oh, are they? She said, I can't hardly sit up. And I said, well, we'll get you a recliner. So we brought a recliner in. Got a recliner. That was first. And I thought, there ain't nothing going to stop her from church. I don't care if we got beds all in her. When they come up off of them, we'll hang them on the wall. And all them wheelchairs, but God, roll them in here. Built that ramp where they roll in here. We'll hang them on the walls as a memorial. The glory of the Lord is going to be revealed in this last day. And people are going to be bound out of the world into the kingdom. They're going to be bound. And they're going to be healed. And come on, we're going to be walking in the glory of God to where we say, gold and silver have I none, but get up in the name of Jesus. What I've got, I give to you now. Rise and walk. Well, the guy didn't believe it, so he reached down and got him, Preston, and pulled him up. That's what we're going to do. And then his bones come together and feet, and he went leaping and praising God, run on in there into church. Is it the same? He's the same. Well, they believed it, Preston. They believed, get up. Get up in the name of Jesus. That's why I told Cassandra, I could have got her all oppressed out there. You poor little thing. Good God Almighty. That's terrible. No, she said, no, you can't because I know him. Even the best of them unbelief preachers can't get you down if you up. They can preach that unbelief. They can spit that unbelief. They can walk around that unbelief, and you'll just be like, ooh, I'm like a duck out in the water in the wintertime. Maybe I can go under, and it don't bother them a bit. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. I told you the story, me and Preston, you know, and that guy, he was a good guy, wasn't a bad guy. Just because they're without God don't mean they're really bad people. They were good people without God. It's terrible that it's sad, but it is. Well, me and him determine who we going to believe, God or him. Right? We determine. So we come down here in a one red light town, and we prayed and believed God, sowed seeds. I come to him one time and said, man, we got a building fund. Let's believe God. Let's sow seeds. He said, well, write a check. He's always in agreement with it. Write a check, just do it. You know, they got a building fund going on up there, man. We sold and everything, and that's how we got this building. We believed for it. God gave it to us. He did miraculous things. Hallelujah. See, we didn't sit down there in the nothing and the nowhere when we didn't have nothing and say we can't do it. We said we can do all things. You got to have that. You got to have that in you. You can stay with your unsaved husband. Get him saved with your holy lifestyle, your commitment to God. Right? One of my sisters come one time, she said, my husband, he's lost and he won't tithe. I've been trying. I said, leave him alone. I said, that's ungodly for you to get an ungodly man to start tithing. I said, you just tithe what he gives you. That made her mad. Take your money and tithe. Oh, no, it's easy. Tithe somebody else's money. Told Teresa she got a hold of giving one time, boy. And I'm telling you, she's cleaning my closet. So, boy, we're going to give. And I was like, hey, give your stuff away. Don't give mine away. It wasn't real radical, but I mean, she was just in this giving heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. She give clothes away. She don't like for clothes. She gives shoes away. She don't like for shoes. I give cars away. I don't like for cars. Back when I didn't have it, I said, God, give me something to give. I want to help these people. Me and Preston went on a job dinner. I was believing God to help these two people, our nephews, whatever they are, kin to us. They didn't have a vehicle. And we went down to this day trader dude. You remember that? That day trader dude down there? He gave me a van. It needed a wiring harness. And I thought, well, praise God, they can get a wiring harness. The Lord told me, he said, you can't give them that. That'll be a curse to them. They can't do it. You put one in it. I thought, I don't got the money. I got the van. What else am I supposed to? He said, fix it. And so I went to Glover's. Y'all don't know what Glover's is. Some of you do. I went over at Glover's, and lo and behold, they had one. I got the van. Go, remember the old gray Dodge van? See, God gave me that because I wanted to be a blessing. I didn't have the money to be a blessing, but I had faith. I had faith that God was able to do it. Well, you know what, pray God, I don't lack for vehicles today. You won't lack for them. I'm not telling you to give your car away. I'm telling you those that are led by the Spirit of God. See, the Bible tells me you can be led by Him. And He will not lead you to get robbed. He will lead you. You'll know it on the inside. Hallelujah. You'll have that burn witness on the inside. Why? Because you're trusting. Give me the rest of it, the verse 7. Here we are. This is us. We just need knowledge of that other, because that's not us. We're not departing from the Lord. And then if you have been unknowing to you, praise God, you know, God has mercy. He still helps you much as He can, but He don't want you to lean into it. He don't want you to lean into your own understanding. He don't want you to acknowledge your own plans. He wants you in Proverbs 3 to trust in Him with all of our heart. Don't lean to our own understanding. In everything we do, acknowledge Him. And He said He will direct us. That's what I know. And I know He does. He said, blessed is the man. That's me. Is that you? Oh yeah, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. He spreadeth out her roots by the river. Man, you know what? I'm a gardener. Now I really have enjoyed tomato plants all my life, and I mean I've got them probably 10, 12 foot tall right now. I'll never plant them again. When you got to get a ladder to string them and pick them, you know, it's just over. I'm planting me some short boys. I'm going to sit, look up and see if they come up with any short boys, you know. Well, anyhow, I had tomatoes that big around. I'm talking about huge tomatoes. But you know what I did? I did it every week. I thought I'm going to do it different this year, Lord. I've been gardening for all of my life, you know, except for just a couple of years. And I feel lonely without a garden. I see the works of my hands. Plus, a lot of y'all's gained some weight. That's why I had to put extra pillars under the church to hold up y'all. Then you get up to where you can buy donuts and Debbie cakes coffees, sweet. We got one the other day, and they'll even put Cool Whip in there. Man, that thing was so sweet, I thought, I don't drink this fast. I'll be hyped up like Samantha and them is. They just hyped up. I think they drank coffee right before they go riding. They going down the road with these big old weird-looking helmets. They look good to them. Praise the Lord. But he says, blessed is the man. That's what we was doing. Me and Preston, we decided, you know, we're going to believe God instead of an unborn-again man. We're going to go down here in the middle of nowhere where God says, go down there and I'll raise you up. He did it. He took that business and took it up, praise God, in 3 years. Hallelujah. And did trials come with it? Yes. Did I want to quit? Went through a season. I thought about this. Went through a season. Preston, he's been saved longer than me. You know, he got saved before I did. He'd go to church, serve the Lord. And I didn't want that, you know. But anyways, I'm saved now, and we're reading Psalms 91 every morning. When I drive, he's reading something. We're in the Word, Johnny. We're in the Word. We're thinking about Jesus. We're talking about Jesus. We're talking about the and but we got slack in work. It's been about 3 weeks and we hadn't made nothing. I mean, my bills is due and all that stuff. We're going down the road one day and I said, "Hey man, does this happen? You know, no work. I mean, is it going to pick up?" Or I didn't know, Johnny. I ain't never been there. I'm walking on a new bridge. I ain't never crossed this bridge. I've always went down there and clocked in part time. Made me a little money and quit when I wanted to and went back. You know, so that was easy. You ain't got to really believe, just go to work. You just got to go to work. You ain't really got to believe God, just start believing for promotion and favor on you. Pray God, just start believing Him for that. Well, anyways, Preston Edith said, "Oh, yeah, man, this happens every now and then." And I thought, well, praise God, that's good to know. And I went on and got back in faith there. That's all I needed to hear. He didn't know. I don't know if he knew till the day he encouraged. When he said that, it was encouraged to me. I thought, well, this is nothing new. This is one of them things. You just trust God in the dry time. For you know it, praise God, hallelujah, things started happening again. What happened? Blessed is the man that trusted in whose hope the Lord is. But anyhow, those to make back the tomatoes. You can learn things with natural things. It says we'll be like a tree plant, its roots. It didn't say one single root. Tomato plants, I've overdone it before because I'm like shooting the nitrous oxide to them, baby, and I put it right up there to plant. Boy, you'll burn them up. Don't ever do it. And I already knew, you know, don't, you know, get it about 6 inches from the plant. But I'm thinking they'll get it tonight. But it ain't got to wait 3 days till them roots get out there. They going to get that tonight. You know, and I killed them. I had to kill them. Too much nitrous oxide to kill them. Too much religion will kill you. Too much overthinking is like nitrous oxide to your faith and your confidence. Don't overthink. Don't overthink think stuff. Meditate on the Lord. Do your thinking on the Lord and tell the Lord while you're laying there. Tell the Lord while you're laying there, I'm not going to overthink this. Just be simple with the Lord. Just be real with Him. God, I'm laying here and you've got our life here, Lord. And I thank You that You're helping me to really, really trust You more and more. I'm learning how. I'm just learning how really deeply to go on in and trust the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to trust Him. I'm trusting Him for your life. Hallelujah. You're never going to be the same again. But He said, but you know what? This year, I said, I'm going to feed them. I've never done it before. I'd fed them every 2 weeks. I'd go feed them, fertilize. And I thought, I'm going to baby them this year. Boy, I'm going to go every week. Every week, same day every week, and I'm going to be consistent. And I'd hand dug around every one of my plants down there, sweating, sweat dripping. And I dug a hole 6 inches from them, and I covered it up. I did that every week. And I'm telling you, I watched them little blooms come on there. Every week I did it. I used to have blossom end rot in there, and I used to have to spray them for that. But at the end of the, when they started growing and they got up, I had to add stakes. And I thought, and the Lord said, that's what happens to you spiritually if you'll feed every day on My Word. He said, you parallel like that tomato plant. See, that tomato plant's got a lot of roots. If you dig it up, they spread out all around. See, and they feed all around that ground. See, there's all kinds of ministries that God will link you and hook you, and you'll glean from, and you'll get many. See, my church didn't really teach me about prosperity other in the spiritual realm, and that's wonderful. That was needful. That was more important than the financial realm. Right. The getting to know Jesus, getting to know and honor Him, getting to learn how to pray and all of that. Hallelujah. Getting to learn how to have a relationship and that I could come out and all of that. But other ministries, God began to give me a little nugget here, nugget there, nugget there. And I'd go to the Bible. Well, He said, I'll be like a tree planted that spread out her roots by the river and shall not see when what? Glory to God. Whoo! Hallelujah. I don't see it. I see it pass me by and get somebody else. Hallelujah. He said, won't even see when it comes, but her leaf shall be green and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Talking about us. But God, You're going to overcome every time. Everybody don't, but You do. Everybody don't get the promotions, but You get promotions. Hallelujah. You get jobs. You get jobs you believe in God for. Hallelujah. You believe in God to increase. More work, less work, more money. Big job, less work, more money. I believe Him for it. It comes to me. Hallelujah. It started coming to me. It still comes to me. Hallelujah. Why? Because now Proverbs 10:22, it says the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. Now I want to go to Psalms 23. It says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I went to funerals and that's where I heard that. And then I got that Bible out and I began to read that. And God said, that's not for funerals. He said, David's not dead. He said, when David's saying that, he said he's not dead. He said, read on. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Well, you know, the Lord showed me. He said, see, He said, you walk among the shadow of death. He said, sin, sickness, disease, trouble, poverty, lack. He said, you walk in this earth, and the earth is in a fallen state because of Adam. He said, but Jesus, according to Galatians, he said, Christ has redeemed us, right? From the curse of the law of sin, and that we've been redeemed. So the Lord said, yea, though you walk through this earth, this shadow, the shadows of death, I'm in the light. All you got to do is turn on your faith. None of these things moves me. Hallelujah. He said that he leads us in green pastures. He'll feed you spiritually. If you hunger, if you'll go after it, he's a shepherd. A shepherd takes care of the sheep. They doctor them, told you about the little calf, you know. It fought against me a little bit, but it didn't understand what I was doing. It was scared. It didn't know. It had never had that happen before. It had been with mama and safe and all of that. How many knows when we're trusting in ourselves, you know, then we begin to have to let go of the reins. We don't feel comfortable anymore. We feel kind of not in control anymore and all of that stuff, but we're letting him be in control. And when he begins to be in control, then we're led by him. The Lord is my shepherd. A shepherd leads. He guides. He takes care of. He supplies. He prunes. but it goes on and it says, he makes me lie down in green pasture, leads me beside the still waters. There's times when trouble's in your life, but you know, there's times when you conquer and you don't have all that going on. You're in still waters. You're in resting place. Faith is a resting place. Everything can be going off all around you and everything, praise the Lord, and you can be at rest, knowing that God is your deliverer in it, that God ain't going to let you lose, that he's already fought the battle and won through Jesus Christ. He's already healed you. I told Cassandra, I said, you're going to be better than brand new. Her health is going to spring forth speedily. Hallelujah. Praise God. As she continues on walking with the Lord. But the Lord spoke to me about that Psalms 23, and I was in many trials at that time. A lot of them were self-unknowing to me that I was self-inflicting myself because I wasn't trusting the Lord. Simply. I wasn't doing it on purpose. I'm endeavoring. I'm trying. I'm like, how do I trust you? And he'd say, cast it to me. Give it to me. So I learned how to 1 Peter 5:7, a lot of stuff for a lot of years. If you don't know what 1 Peter 5:7 is, I'm not telling you. Go find it. Go get it. Travis sent me a scripture here a while back, you know, and it says that he'll spend his days in prosperity. And he wrote it down for me, and I looked at it, and I said, that's mine. I didn't recall ever reading it, Johnny. But Travis brought it to me, and I said, that's mine. It says, I'll live my days out in prosperity. That's mine. That's yours. You got to lay hold of it. You got to believe it. You got to believe what God said will happen. Well, you just don't know my family and my situation. We was born, raised poor. But when you get born again, you come out of that family and you get into a new family, right? You're a new creation. You're new. You've never been there before. You've never been born this way before. Now you're born again of the Spirit of God. You're a new creation. Old things pass away. Your old life went downhill. It was all swept away. Now this new life begins, and he says, he restores me. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I don't fear nothing. I had to work on that. I used to didn't fear nothing because of pride and anger and stupidity. But this fear, this no fearing nothing, is a different fear. It is from the Lord. It's a reverence for God. And God has not given you a spirit of cowardness. Fear. The Bible says God has not given us a spirit to back down and cow down to sickness and disease and loneliness and all of this unbelief stuff. We got to gaze upon him, look at his word, and say, God, you are faithful to your word. I'm blessed going in, blessed going out, blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Hallelujah. Everything that I set my hands to do is blessed. Turns into a blessing. You got to use that Philippians over there where it says, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. You can keep that lousy job and enjoy it. It's up to you. You can stay in that, you can stay in that place to where everybody seems like is against you and enjoy God. Jesus did it. He says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they come. Go ahead. Give me the rest. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. People used to tell me, I was listening to these preachers one time, a bunch of preachers that we gathered and we're talking about the Lord. And they started saying, well, I'm telling you right now, the devil's just this in my church and this in our church and this. I mean, they're just talking about the devil. You know, and they got done and I thought the scripture says that Satan was defeated. I thought that it says if we resist him, tell him to get out, he has to go. I thought the Bible says that. I thought, I don't think it does. I know it does. And I thought, but God. And so when they got done, I said, hey, guys. I said, I'll tell you what. I said, I'll devil dog dare the devil to mess with me. Boy, when they jumped back, I mean about three of them, oh, God, you should not have said that. I said, why not? I said, why not say that? And they said, because you just asked for it. Now the devil's going to attack you. I said, how can he attack me? I said, the Bible says that my life is hid in God. Through Jesus Christ, I said, what can he do to me? Right. See what the word does for you? But he won't. He'll get you in them preacher. Oh, don't mess with the devil. Oh, God, don't pray for patient. Boy, you'll tear everything up. Nah, you had an opportunity to operate in what God is. If God's in you, then he's the God of patience, right? If he's in you, then you have that spirit, right? I don't have to pray for patience. All I have to do is develop them and walk in them. You develop them and walk in them. They're already in you. That nature of God's already in you. You ain't got to be in a hurry running 56 and they're running 55 and you want to go around them and the speed limit's 55 because you got to hurry to Walmart. You ain't got to be anxious and go around and get hit head on. Right? The Bible says don't be anxious for nothing. Thank you, Lord, for the Bible. Right? That tells me I ain't got to be anxious. Hurry, hurry. I mean, I'm in a hurry to get home for nothing. I'm like, oh, I got to get home to my baby. I get home. She said, you can't come in here right now. Now I'd find you something to do. I'm sweeping. I'm like, man, I was in a hurry to get home. Now when I'm in a hurry to get home, I say, shut up. I'll get there when I get there. But God, what am I doing? I'm developing and getting out of that anxious stuff. It'll overwhelm you and try to get you, praise God. But David said, surely goodness and mercy will follow me. So he's not dead, Monty. He said, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. That's mine, Preston. That's mine. That's yours. If you want it. I mean, somebody bring a bag of candy and you're like, well, I don't like them, sir. When you don't get none. I'll try one of them, sir. But God, I like a free one. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Yeah, it's kind of sour, but God, it was free. God ain't asking you to take care of yourself. God's asking, he took on your life. He took on your being. He took on your bills. He took them on, but you can take them on. Why don't you just give them to him? Give them to him. Roll it over, all your cares. He said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about your bills. Don't worry about what you're going to wear, your clothes and all that stuff. He said, consider the raven. Look, man, they're not out there working three jobs. The ravens. They're not out there when it gets wintertime. Hey, could somebody around here build us a house with a heater in it? God said, are we not much more worth much more than them? How he takes care of them? He gives them instincts to go where they go and come back where they come. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you. I don't care. I mean, I'm teaching my grandkids at 5, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, you know, to trust the Lord. Little by little, trust the Lord, trust the Lord, trust the Lord. You know, somehow getting them in there mindful of God, thinking of God. Walked in and asked Chloe, I said, you're headed towards straight A's. I've done that for 22 years, these young ones in this church. Encouraging them, getting that seed in there. You can do straight A's. You might be making straight F's just because you're not studying. You're staying up all night. It's not studying in school and all that. And change it. and just turn your heart toward God and say, I'm not going to live under that curse. I'm going to live blessed. I'm going to trust you to help me through school. I'm going to trust you to help me make good grades. I'm going to trust you to have good friends in school. I'm going to trust you, Lord, that boyfriend comes, it'll be of you. It'll be God. It won't be this heartbreak and tearing all up. We can teach them to trust the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. I can preach on. Father, we praise you. And we just thank you tonight, Father God, that we're in.